God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And so with that, season two, we have decided that we are going to do two shows a week. So we're going to do one on Tuesday. We're going to do one on Friday. That Friday episode will be available on Patreon, patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. So please go there and become a supporter of The Commercial Break.
It's just that.
So we can do things like, you know, get new equipment, you know, keep the lights on, feed my children,
get this anal print technology.
Get the anal
toilet.
Print technology installed so we do not have any insurrections here at the Commercial Break Studios. I'll tell you what, that Jimmy Carter, he's full of hot air. Just go ahead and stick a balloon to his mouth and you'll fly right up into Mars. I got those fucking balloons stuck at the top of them. I don't even know what to do. I had to make myself a ladder. What's a ladder? But don't a lot of them partner up, right?
I think so.
Like the blue whales do?
It would be nice if they did.
I think the blue whales do. I think the other names of the whales do. The ones I don't know. The humpbacks.
Orca.
Yes. The mid-Atlantic.
Beluga.
Sea orcan, which is a beautiful type of whale that I just made up.
I felt like a partnership with the beluga whale when I went to the Georgia Aquarium.
I did too. He was screaming, "Get me out of here! It's a tiny little place.
It's too small.
Turn the water down. It's so warm."
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Season two is here. Have
Welcome
no fear.
Back.
Hi, I'm Brian Green, and this is Chrissy Hoadley. We want to talk to you about your changing bodies.
We've now become a weight loss podcast.
We're now a weight loss podcast. That's all we're going to talk about.
New year, new you.
New year, new you. New year, screw you. Welcome to The Commercial Break, season two.
Dos.
Yeah, thank you guys for being so patient. We had to take a break. We had to be with our families. We had to relax a little while. But luckily, nothing eventful happened while we were gone.
No,
so
not at all.
We didn't miss anything.
Smooth.
Didn't miss anything.
2021.
Popped right into 2021 with no underlying circumstances.
Birth.
Yeah. It's like birthing a porcupine. Imagine that coming out of your vagina. Speaking of changing bodies. Welcome to The Commercial Break. We're back for season two. How did you enjoy your vacation?
I loved it. It seemed like the rest of my vacation from people in quarantine.
Yeah, it's like a...
But no, we had a tree up, so that was nice.
Really, honestly, it was nothing fucking special whatsoever about the holidays this year, I feel like. Except for my son.
Yeah,
he's now at the point where he realizes what presents are and what Santa Claus is. So there, I have to say this in all seriousness. There is nothing more enjoyable than watching a young person... Well, my son, because it's really the only person I've ever watched that young opening presents. But he's 2 years old, almost 2.5 years old. And him opening up presents is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Sweet.
He opened everybody's presents, too. But he would, like, if you said, oh, that's dad's present or that's mom's present, he would pick it up and he'd walk it over and he'd put it in front of her, right? And then he'd just sit there waiting to open it. And he'd be like, yeah, go ahead and open it. And he would take every piece of paper, every piece of tape off. It's the cutest thing ever.
It really is.
It really was.
That age is so sweet.
I opened up my present and it was a Georgia Power Bill and a shit sandwich.
And I got a robe.
You got a robe?
And I got a robe.
Oh, what kind of robe
Saturday,
is that?
Saturday Live.
No,
skit.
I didn't.
Kristen Wiig.
I got a robe.
She's like, and I got a robe. Everybody else is like, I got an Xbox. I got a thing. I got a thing. And she's like, and I got a robe.
I got some things from Sharper Image.
Yes.
A vibrating coffee maker. Look at that.
Right. It's waterproof.
A vibrating salad tosser. Hey, I wanted to tell you about something real quick before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show.
Do tell.
And I didn't show you this beforehand, but I'm holding up a piece of paper for Chrissy. I want you to read I want you to read that.
Oh.
Do you see what it says?
Yes, I do.
Scientists.
An anal print.
Yes. Scientists are now developing technology where they can recognize someone through their asshole. They're putting cameras into...
It's like facial recognition, but for butts.
Excuse me, sir. Can you bend over? I just want to make sure you can get here in this country club.
Do you unlock the toilet with this?
Yeah, like I imagine you're going to start to just stick your...
The toilet's locked.
Yeah, you're just going to start to stick your phone right in your ass?
unless you show us your butt.
Yeah, you're going to walk up to your computer and just bend over. This is crazy. You know why I think this is crazy to me is because there is a whole skit that Eric from Tim and Eric Awesome Show, great job, on Cartoon Network, on Adult Swim, that they did about anal print technology. It was like a fake, you know, the skit about a fake company that was working on anal print technology. And now
it's real.
They say that anuses are like fingerprints and that you can...
No two are alike.
No two are alike. I know no two smell alike. I'll tell you that much. I want to talk to you about your changing body.
Yes, exactly.
To commercial break, www.tcbpodcast.com. Let's get a little house cleaning out of the way here, Chrissy.
Okay.
It is season two, brand new studio, fresh faces, fresh content.
Woo!
We're reinvigorated to bring you some incredible content that's going to make you laugh or make you angry, one of the two, or maybe both at the same time. And so with that, season two, we have decided that we are going to do two shows a week. That we're going to do one on Tuesday. We're going to do one on Friday. That Friday episode will be available on Patreon, patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. So please go there and become a supporter of The Commercial Break.
We would appreciate it.
Yeah, it's just
it.
So we can do things like, you know, get new equipment, you know, keep the lights on, feed my children,
get this anal print technology. Get
the anal print technology installed so we do not have any insurrections here at the Commercial Break Studios located somewhere south of the Mason-Dixon line. That's all I'm going to say. That's all you need to know. But you can go to tcbpodcast.com. There'll be a link there to the Patreon page, or just go straight to Patreon, patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. Please become a supporter. You'll get that Friday episode to you on Fridays. That's why we're going to call it
fun.
The Friday episode.
Right.
It is going to be fun. And but that's not the only thing you get. You'll just have to go there and check it out. Also, at The Commercial Break on Instagram, I'd like to say that I think some of our efforts have been working. We actually have some more followers. Thank you very much. Yes. And we're on Clubhouse. We're everywhere. Go to at The Commercial Break on Instagram, and there's links to all of our socials and clubhouses and all that. Okay, let's get down to the real. So thank you for coming back to season two. We really appreciate
it. Yes, welcome back.
I want to say this about my break. I unfortunately gave myself an incredibly tedious and time-consuming task when I said, I'll throw some best ofs up there. Right? Because what really happened is that meant I had to go through and listen to me and Gustavo and Astrid, and some people wrote in and gave us their favorite clips, but I had to
I listened to a couple of them too, from the very beginning.
Yeah. And then I had to go cut that shit all up. And I'm telling you what, it took much longer than a regular episode does. I was in this studio for half the holiday. It felt like
you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I think it turned.
I was laughing.
Were you laughing? Did
I
you
was
enjoy it?
Laughing.
That's all that matters. Cause you're the only person who really listens. Those other downloads, they're from like Jakarta or something.
And yeah, Henry Fonda,
podcast universe. Not here today, but don't worry, he will make an appearance soon enough. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of today's show. Here's what I want to do for you, Chrissy.
Okay.
I figured it's our 40th episode. It's the season two.
Wow.
Look at that. I can't believe we made it to 40. Fun fact about podcasting. Most podcasts don't last past episode number 7.
Really?
A majority do not last more than 7 episodes.
I can imagine, because it sounds like a good idea, and you kind of put it together, and you maybe record yourself a few times, but to actually stay on track and continue on and get the equipment, and I think this might even be our 80th episode, based on how many times we've ruined the 200s. And had to re-record.
You don't understand, audience, how much we have recorded, how much material there is on the cutting room floor, or I would call it the cutting room floor, but that would imply that it actually got recorded.
Yes, exactly.
But it wasn't. But I promise you, we have tested everything. Oh, if you're listening, we've done a good job. If you can hear us, we're doing a good job. I feel like we've already started off 2021 in the right way.
Yes.
Season two. Season opener. how are we going to top ourselves from season one? I came up with a little game. In all fairness, I know that other people have done this before, so I'm not claiming that it was my idea or I'm the first to do it, but I thought I would take this idea, massage it a little bit for the commercial break listeners. Here's what we're going to do. You've heard
massage.
Of... You know what to do. Bertha knows what to do. The shaft of your penis is very tense. Let me... Both of your balls feel very tense. You're carrying a lot of stress right in your nutsack. Let Bertha take care of it. I'll give you the Boscolo.
That's right.
You have... Did you... I'm right.
Yeah. Go back to, and listen go to back the past and listen. Episode. Yeah.
Go back and listen to Give Me a Boscolo. The best of. And you'll hear it. So you've heard of 30 for 30, the ESPN documentary series.
Yeah, I
series.
Love that.
Yeah, this game has nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay. Except for, perfect.
Except for the name. The name is, and so another podcast that Gustavo listens to did 100 in 100, but I don't think we should be that ambitious today because we're just coming out of break and it's like a muscle. We got to work our muscles out a little bit.
Right.
We got to lose that Christmas 20 and mm-hmm. get back in shape here. Mm-hmm. I've got a bowl here that sits right in front of me. It's got 40 pieces of paper. It's actually got 45 pieces of paper in it.
Okay.
What we are going to do is we're going to start a clock. That clock is going to have 2 minutes on it. And we are going to pick one piece of paper and we are going to pontificate on whatever is in whatever's on that piece of paper.
I mean, this is serious on the spot here. I had no idea this was happening.
It's like we're at an improv comedy class in Boise, Idaho.
Those are the best.
Well, welcome to Boise's Improv. I want a name, a dirty sex trick, and a number. And we're going to make a skit about it.
And what do they say on improv? Or they go and if, and something.
And was and.
Yeah.
Who fucking
knows? There's a formula.
Who cares?
For the improv.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, we're not doing that. Because we're not. Because we've never done improv.
It's just put me on the spot. Yeah. It's just put me on the spot.
Right on the spot.
Okay.
And putting me on the spot, by the way, I have not looked at these either. These were put together by Astrid and Gustavo, put in the bowl. The bowl was protected because they knew I couldn't help myself. So Astrid, like, is hiding it around the house.
Same people that protected the Oscar winner that.
Yeah, the Oscar winner,
yes,
the Capitol Police. But we're not going to talk politics.
No,
let us be clear about this right now. This is a politic-free zone.
Yes.
We understand what's going on in the world. We're right there with you. But we're going to give everybody a break from that, including ourselves. Let's just have some fun.
Yes.
Let's do 20 and 40 right now. Are you ready? Is this a game you think you're up to playing?
I'm up for whatever.
I have no idea how this is going to go down. We may end up recording this one twice, too.
In fact, this is the fifth time we're recording.
Yeah, this is the seventh time we're recording this. No, the truth is it's our first time. It's good. We're on. Okay. So I've got to stop.
Am I going first?
Yeah, you can pick one first, but then we'll both talk about it. Well, hold on. I got it. Okay. So here's... Settle down, turkey.
I'm excited.
I know you're like my son at Christmas. Settle down. Santa Claus came, but Daddy's got to have his cup of coffee and poop before we can go and open up the presents. Okay. I'm going to start the clock. We have 2 minutes. Now, it's not a hard and fast rule. If we want to keep on going on one, we'll just keep on going.
What's the objective again?
Just pick a piece of paper.
And then just talk about it.
And then we're going to talk about
it.
Okay. Okay. It's 20 topics in what we hope will be 40 minutes. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Ready. Go. Here we go. Our first topic. Chrissy's dipping her hand into the glass bowl. The pieces of paper have been folded up so we cannot see what they are. Chrissy, please read the first one.
A secret society that you would like to start.
Ah, I love this one. Okay.
Are we both talking about it?
Yeah, but you can go ahead. Go ahead, please. Yeah, we're going to chat amongst you. Oh, you want me to go now?
No, I'll go. A secret society that I would like to start. Now you go.
When I was a kid, I don't know if you ever watched the Gummy Bears where they had the tunnels underground. Do you remember?
Oh, I watched Fraggle Rock.
Da-na-na-na-na-na, Gummy Bears, here and there and everywhere. Okay, the Gummy Bears had a tree, that magic tree. You would get into that tree and then you would slide. It was like a roller coaster underground made through these tunnels under the trees. And the Gummy Bears would ride these roller coaster rides all over under to the next place, to the next tree or whatever.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, I convinced the young man down the street that we had a tree where the Gummy Bears roller coaster was down under there. And it was a secret society. of roller coaster gummy bears that I was a part of.
That's
as
awesome.
As an adult, I think it's just as fucking cool. And I actually dream about this sometimes. And I'm not saying dream like fall asleep and dream. I dream in my own head that I could carve out, hollow my tree out back in the backyard and make a underground tunnel with a roller coaster to the front. That is the secret society. That's and
way better than what I was thinking.
What were you thinking? Like I was thinking sex of cult?
I'm pretty sure there's those already.
Yeah, Nixvium or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what it
is. I'd love to start a cult, but I think that all the great ideas are already taken.
They are.
Brand your vagina. That one's crazy. Taken. Yeah.
The craziest ones are already taken. We could start a secret podcast society.
Secret podcast. You society. Know what? I feel like we're already starting. We already are. Started with a commercial break. It. No one knows about it.
Mm-hmm. Secret.
No one knows about it. And 2 minutes is up. Are you ready? Okay, here we go. Yes. Stop. Reset. Here we go. Brian's going to pick one. Brian is dipping his hand into the bowl.
Dip it. Ooh, one fell
out. That's okay. We have 45. That's exactly right. Okay, here we go.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay.
The next topic of discussion is an ABC party.
An ABC party?
An ABC party. Now, I'd like to think this is like an ABC party, like Sesame Street ABC party, but I think this stands for anus, balls, and...
Okay.
And cock.
I was going to say always be cool, but you went in a whole other direction.
I mean, what else could it mean? It's an ABC party.
Always be cool.
Yeah. Well, or all boys club. The all boys club party mm-hmm. could be that
all,
which is kind of the same as anus, balls, and cock party.
Yes. Yeah. This is true.
ABC. What could an ABC party
always
mean?
Always be cool.
Always be cool. But that doesn't make any sense. That's not like, what could ABC party mean? That's my question.
It could mean a beautiful.
Cock.
I was going to go there, but I was trying to find something else.
Always be cooking. Could be. It could always
be cooking.
Cooking.
That should be mine. Yeah. I have those parties every week.
Or it could be always be cocksucking. Why do I keep coming back to these references?
Yeah, you've got that
maybe,
on the brain.
Maybe I should think about why
you
ABC
should start a secret society
and instantaneously
about that.
Yeah, you know. Okay, so here's the truth. Astrid gave me one look. I got to have one peek at one just to make sure we were heading in the right direction. And this is the one I picked. And I promised that I would not look this up online, and I did not. But now I am so fucking curious as to what an ABC party is. This must be something that the kids are doing right now that we're not aware of. Mm-hmm. But I say anus, balls, and cock.
And I say always be cool.
Okay, 2 minutes is up. Okay. Chrissy Hoadley is dipping her hand into the bowl.
Dip it.
We're on number three.
Okay, here.
So we're each going to pick 10 because I did 20 times 3 divided by 2, 10.
Okay. Cardi B says she is a very sexual person and that she makes music for adults.
I don't think there's any debating that.
No,
I think that that's just
a fact.
Yeah, didn't she talk about her wet ass pussy? Is that what WAP means?
Yeah, and I think this is in relation. I think I did see something on the news about this to where, and when news, I say, you know, like people.
TMZ.
Yeah, TMZ. But she just had a baby.
Okay.
And so I think there was some kind of, I don't know what there was going on, but I do remember seeing this. I just think it's a fact. I like it.
Yeah.
I like her.
I think, yeah, I don't mind what Cardi B is all about. Didn't she used to be a stripper here in Atlanta? Am I right about that?
Well, there's the other one. I'm sorry. Yes.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj was a stripper here in Atlanta, I think.
And Cardi B.
And Cardi B. Both at the...
I think it's Cardi B.
What is the name of that famous strip club?
Magic City.
Magic City.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've been to once.
Yes,
and
me
was
too
an incredible once. Experience. It's not like a regular strip club experience. Anybody who's been to Magic City...
It's like a full-blown music video.
Yeah, it is a music video mm-hmm. come to life. It's more like going into a real-life art exhibit. It's like one of those... You know, one of those, I don't know what they call them, but like the pop art exhibits.
Make it rain.
What I saw there that night was just incredible. It was being in a music video, mm-hmm. rock and roll otherwise. And I loved it. It was great. But I only had the gumption to go there once. There are other people asked me multiple times to go there. It's not that you feel intimidated to go there. Not at all. Quite the opposite, actually. Everybody goes and they have a good time. It's just that you really have to have, you better be amped up, ready to go mm-hmm. if you're going to go into Magic City.
Have some confidence walking in there.
Have some confidence. That's it. Minute two. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'm going to stop. I'm going to reset.
Dip.
I'm going to start. I'm dipping. Brian is dipping his hand into the bowl. We're on.
Spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel. Oh, my God.
What does it say?
This is the home of Donald Trump's new social media account on Grindr.
Oh.
Grindr.
Ooh, Grindr.
Grindr is the next topic of discussion. Well,
hasn't Grindr turned into something else now?
I thought Grindr was...
It's still going.
I think Grindr is a dating app, much like all the other dating apps, you know, mm-hmm. Plenty of Fish and all that, but it's specifically geared toward gay men, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is... Yeah. I think it's more of a hookup.
Oh, it's just hookups?
I think.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
I think.
I need a Grindr account.
You do need a Grindr account. You would be popular on Grindr.
I'm sure I would be popular on Grindr. True story.
After all this,
I used to have a gay roommate. By the way, who fucking cares? Don't care who you love. It's not none of my business.
Absolutely.
I don't give a shit. Just be clear about that. But I had a gay roommate once. It was the best roommate that I ever had. Best mm-hmm. roommate that I ever had. Until... He decided that he had a crush on me.
Oh.
And then it got a little bit, I still lived in the house, right? I didn't leave, but it came to a head no pun intended, one night. And it was like, we just had to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, my friend, I love you. You're the best roommate I've ever had. But, you know, go look on Grindr. Grindr wasn't even around then. So when you say
Craigslist,
Craigslist is like the trashiest of trash. Have you ever gone to the back pages on Craigslist?
Well, they took them away now. But
now it's not called back pages, isn't it?
No, I think they've taken those down too.
They took down back pages?
I'm pretty sure there was.
I was
some
making
sex
good
traffic.
Money on back pages there for a while. No, it doesn't exist. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Minute number two, Chrissy Hoadley.
Dip.
Bye-bye.
Worst nightmare.
Oh, man.
Oh.
What is a worst nightmare?
Well,
don't get into politics.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I know exactly where your head was starting, and you can't go there. Don't get into politics. It's not, we're going
to. Well, I'm trying to think, too, is it like nightmare when you're sleeping? Or
however we interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no one here to explain it because Astrid, of course, dumped the bowl and then left.
Well, like if you're thinking about it when you're asleep.
Yes.
The worst nightmare is that, you know, you're falling.
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Uh-huh.
Or you're drowning.
Drowning is a worst nightmare. But I think that's more like my worst way to die. Right?
Yeah, but it's a nightmare.
I think
when you're sleeping and wake up and you're crying.
I think my worst nightmare is that people find out the real size of my Johnson.
Well,
3 inches.
I wouldn't know about that, but Astrid seems happy.
She seems happy. Mm-hmm, that's because good. We have a couple sharper image catalogs around the house. I have a credit card on standby. We have an account with Sharper Image.
A Grindr account.
A Grindr account. Mm-hmm. I say, go ahead, hook up, honey. Go for it.
Yeah.
Truth is, my worst nightmare, I think, came true one time, and that is I went through a period of my life where I was getting sleep paralysis, which was about the worst thing. And I fear even saying it sometimes because I fear that it may come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
I have had that before too.
The things I saw while
you
I
can't move.
I can't move.
Yeah, you can't move.
I actually thought I was having a heart attack. I was doing my best to get to the phone. I was going to call my mom. Well, I was going to call my mom. I have no idea, but I needed to call my mom. I remember the first time that it happened. I woke up. I was.
She would love to hear from you.
I know. Hey, mom, I'm having a heart attack. Can you come right over? Hey, mom, it's been a long time since I've seen you. Do you mind coming right over? I think my heart just exploded. I need a quadruple bypass. Could you run me by the doctor's office? Help. Help, I'm paralyzed.
Can you run me by the doctor's office?
I feel like I just use my nose to press the buttons.
You got Siri. Call mom.
Yeah, I was paralyzed. But I could see my own body in my own bed. It was the craziest thing. I mean, people say they see all kinds of things when they have sleep paralysis. And I just had one very weird experience. There was like a small.
Well, then you kept thinking about it and then it made you have it again. It was one of those.
It happened like four times in a year and it was just super fucking scary. Okay, here we go. We're on number. What do you have? How many do you have over there?
I got three, I think.
You got three? Okay, mm-hmm. I'm on my third. So we're on number six. Here's a good question. When do you stop saying Happy New Year?
Oh, this is a good one, actually, because I...
2022.
I've been watching the news a lot lately, obviously, for obvious reasons. And I've noticed that they say Happy New Year to people when, you know, they have experts on or whatever. And I thought the same thing. I thought, how long do you keep saying Happy New Year? I mean, I'm going to go. It's kind of one of those things where, like, if you're seeing somebody for the first time
in the new year,
month of January.
Yeah. Then I think it's appropriate to say Happy New Year. So
February is the cutoff.
You think February 1st
is the cutoff? Unless, I mean, again, if you've seen the people multiple times in January, you're not going to say it every time.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just like when you first see somebody. I said that to you today.
You did, but that's the first time we've seen each other. Yeah. Even though we've talked a lot and we've said Happy New Year. When seeing somebody for the first time, so maybe during the COVID, or maybe we just might be saying Happy New Year all year long. Maybe
year.
We extend that to, I feel like we should just, if we could fast forward through 2021, it might not be a bad idea. I think probably, I think you're right. February 1st is the cutoff when you stop saying Happy New Year.
Yeah.
You just don't say it. It's not appropriate.
Or maybe even like, you know, towards the end of January.
Yeah. Valentine's Day.
I mean, today's
You know what I saw? Valentine's Day. You know what I saw on December fucking 27th in the grocery store?
Oh, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day cards and balloons.
They're ready.
The fuck? Who's buying a Valentine's Day balloon on December 27th?
They're storing it away.
But all that said, we had a birthday party here for Gustavo and I got them with the damn aluminum balloons that I fucking hate because all they do is end up at the top of my 26-foot ceiling. And you know what? His birthday was in the middle of December and they're still sitting up at the top of the ceiling. So
they
last forever. When I was a kid, the helium went out of those balloons. When I was a kid, you didn't have helium in no tin cans.
You were pumping oil.
You were pumping oil yourself.
Straight out of
the made your own helium. That's what you did. Know what you did? You stuck a bag to your ass and you farted and it flew up there. That's what happened. That's how you make your own helium, son. I'll tell you what, that Jimmy Carter, he's full of hot air. Just go ahead and stick a balloon to his mouth and you fly right up into Mars. I got those fucking balloons stuck at the top of, I don't even know what to do. I had to make myself a ladder. What's a ladder? What's a ladder? Somebody said the other day, if you're pumping oil, you need to get your tires changed. I said, what's a tire? He said, it's that round thing on your car. I said, what's a round? He said, it's the things that make your car go forward. I said, forward? How do you do that? Sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. He said, you just got to put one foot in front of the other. And I said, feet? I've got two paws. Four of them, actually.
I love this character.
Don't tell me nothing. I've been alive for a long time and I've seen it all. Donald Trump, Jimmy Carter,
Helium balloons.
Rutherford B. Hayes. Rutherford B. Hayes. He was president when I retired. That was the greatest president we ever had. I think he served 6 terms. From 1722 to 1737. Terms lasted for 2.5 years.
So back to Valentine's.
Back to Valentine's Day. Fuck those helium balloons. Oh, it's a balloon. Okay, we're at 4 minutes now. We got to stop.
My turn?
Yes, it is. Go. Chrissy's dipping her hand into the bowl.
You're like an ESPN commentator.
I know.
She's dipping her into the bowl.
I
got to
make it interesting for the people who are listening and not watching.
Okay, let's see what this says. The O'Hare Double Vibrating Rabbit Cock Ring.
Oh, I've got that in my pocket. You want to see it?
The O'Hare. O'Hare Double Vibrating Rabbit Cock Ring.
That's what we use to hang the rabbits after we get done killing them for the fur.
Sounds interesting.
To make it through the winter.
I'm pretty sure this is the one in sharper image.
Okay. Let me ask a serious question. Maybe you can't answer this because Jeff probably wouldn't let you answer this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Have you ever used a cock ring? Has a cock ring ever been a part of your repertoire?
Let's just say that I like experimentation.
Okay,
so
all right.
I'm not ruling it out or ruling it in.
Okay, if you had ever used a cock ring, would you say that it would enhance the experience?
I mean, there's a reason why they're popular.
I didn't realize they were popular.
They're popular.
Cock ring in my days was you took a branch and wrapped it around your cock.
Piece of aluminum foil.
Yeah, piece of aluminum foil. I know I've heard a lot of talk about cock rings. I've seen them. I know what they look like.
Yeah,
They're there to keep the cock extra hard. Is that essentially what they do? And then they can kind of hit against the clitoris. Is that how it goes?
I mean, I think so.
I want to talk to you about your changing bodies.
Changing bodies.
So those of you, but this is like a double rabbit. What does that say?
I don't know. The O'Hare. I love the name. The O'Hare.
Oh, you get it at the airport?
No, it's because it's hair and rabbit.
Oh, the O'Hare.
The O'Hare double
vibrating rabbit.
Double vibrating.
Double vibrating.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't just do it once. Vibrates twice.
I guess that means it gives you pleasure and him pleasure.
I think so. That sounds fun.
I say you and him like there's some stranger that's going to come have sex with you. It does sound fun.
Sounds fun.
I'm okay with sex toys.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, bring them on the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with sex toys if by sex toys you mean underwear. I'm not going any further than that. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I've never tried a cock ring. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's something I got to look into. Maybe I got to look into the O'Hare rabbit double vibrating cock ring. That's a weirdly specific item, Gustavo. I just have to say that to
that
you
is,
right now.
That is.
I feel like Gustavo and his girlfriend might have that stuff somewhere
they
in the suitcase.
They did that just to mess
I know.
With us.
Because Gustavo's like, hey, honey, go look at, what's the name of that thing we use? It's the O'Hare. Oh, yeah, the O'Hare. Hey, honey, pull out the O'Hare rabbit double vibrating magic cock ring with extra special sauce. It's like, let's just call it a goddamn cock ring. That's a good one. I like that. Okay, stop. We're resetting the clock. Brian's putting his
Brian's
hand into
dipping,
the bowl.
Dipping.
I feel like now we're hitting a stride.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. She said some of these were going to come, and some ones that we made.
Oh, Lord. What?
Nudistitarian. A nudistitarian. I'm assuming that this is a nudist that is also a librarian.
I'm going to say it's a person that's an expert on nude.
On being nude? I'm an expert on being nude. Who's an expert on being nude?
Or nudists. Maybe it's an expert,
on nudists.
On nudity.
On nudity in general.
Nudity.
I feel like I qualify in that category. I've been looking at myself naked for a long time.
An expert on nudity.
I've never seen my balls. Nudistitarian. I really have no idea what this is, but I think you're up. I think this might be like someone who the history of nudism.
Yeah.
Yeah, like nudist paintings.
Like a historian.
And pop culture and nude. Yeah.
Historian of the nude.
Yeah. Someone that's really smart about the shape and size of testicles. I guess, right? You would think that, nudistitarian. I'm going to have to look that one up.
I'm saying nudity.
I'm going to say that, yeah, nudity. That's a fun word. Nudity. Remember when you were a kid and like, I don't know if you looked at this the same way that I did as a boy, but 12, 13, 14 years old.
Yeah.
HBO would run a movie, and at the beginning, right, it would say, this movie is rated R for the following reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And it would say partial nudity.
Yeah.
Or nudity. That's what it would say. Partial nudity or nudity. Foul language, partially nudity or nudity. Partial nudity, you knew, meant a butt crack or potentially a nipple somewhere in a scene.
Major cleavage.
Yeah. Lingerie. But if they said nudity, a bad shot was coming and you better stay up.
Strapped in.
Yeah. strapped on was right. I strapped right on. Come to my anal balls cock party later.
The ABC party to you.
Okay, stop, reset. Chrissy's gonna go. She's dipping her hand in the bowl. Mm-hmm. She's got her dainty fingers in the bowl. Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like I've said that before.
Let's see. Oh, Star Wars.
Oh God, we could go on forever.
Forever.
About Star Wars.
I do have to say, The Mandalorian, fantastic.
I have not watched it.
What? You told me you did.
No, I only watched a couple of episodes, but I haven't watched the whole thing. And so,
it's really good. Yeah. It is funny.
What I saw was good.
It's really funny, though, because there is a formula to it. You know, it's like every episode, not to give too much away, but
no, go ahead.
Basically every episode, he's going to solve a problem, and then that leads to helping.
It's formulaic.
Level up. Yeah. It's great. We're really enjoying it. I love it. We've got Disney Plus specifically to get it. We don't have children.
Yeah.
I don't think
you have to be a child to have Disney Plus. Like Disney Plus has got a lot of great stuff on it. It's got Nat Geo and Pixar. And by the way, the new movie, Soul is incredible.
I know,
what a
so
great
good.
Movie. A lot of people said they don't like, a lot of the critics were like, it's kind of okay. I'm like, it's fantastic.
It's
I think it's one of my
message.
Favorite. Yeah. Great message. My son loves it too.
Yeah.
But I'll say this about Star Wars.
You have a lightsaber.
I do. I have a lightsaber right here, which you can't see because we've changed the studio. But
doesn't work.
It doesn't work. I paid $600 for a lightsaber that doesn't work. Fuck you, Disney World. And now you can't even. And now you can't buy these. Now people are like, because Disney World has been like semi-open or semi-closed, and they don't have these experiences in person anymore. These kyber crystals, which is essentially a piece of fucking metal that makes the thing work. Now people are hoarding them online. You can't get them, but for $700 additional fucking dollars, I got a real life. Life-size
I was excited
fucking
to
lightsaber.
Use it.
I know, and you can't use it. I mean, you can swing it around, but just like a...
It doesn't light up.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, one of those, one of the light bulbs that you had in class that made you sick and gave you a headache.
Yeah.
Made everyone look pale. And it looks like one of those, like a fluorescent light bulb that's stuck to a really cool, you know, handle. And then it's supposed to light up, and it does. It lights up. It makes this noise, vroom, 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 whole nine yards, but it doesn't fucking work. I'll say this about Star Wars. My wife, Astrid, has never seen any of the Star Wars except for the one that came out that J.J. Abrams did because I made her go and watch it.
Yeah.
But she doesn't care for it. It's not her thing. And that's okay. It's not everybody's thing. But as an American who grew up in the 80s, Star Wars was certainly
part of the culture.
Yeah, it's good versus evil. It's white, you know. It's the whole nine yards, and I like it. Now, what Disney does with it next, I think is
they're mining it.
They're mining it. That's for sure. But we got to get these last three. I don't think they're. I mean, they were okay, but I don't think they were all that great.
Mm-hmm.
No, not as good as the first ones. Okay, so that's 2 minutes and 30 seconds. We're resetting. Brian's picking another one out of the bowl.
Dipping his dainty fingers into the bowl.
I do not have dainty fingers. I've got hot dog fingers. I also have a hot dog cock. Oh, this is a good one. Witchcraft.
Ooh.
Witchcraft.
Witch a woman.
See a light in her eye. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Witchcraft.
I want to talk to you about your changing body. witchcraft. Here's what I have to say about witchcraft. I've known a lot of Wiccan. Women who
have
were
you?
Wiccan. Yep, I did. I used to run in, like, when I was a teenager, I used to run in this circle. I was attracted to, I wouldn't say, I was attracted to women who could cast spells on me. I was attracted to women who put voodoo dolls together and just poke me in the face. And I'd go, ow, ow, stop that.
It's all making sense now.
I think that there's something to this witchcraft shit. Now, I'm not saying that there's like magic spells and stuff like that, but I think the harnessing the power of the female energy can lead to some magical type things happening.
Absolutely. Yeah,
for sure. And so I've known some Wiccan. When I was a kid, I used to be attracted to kind of the more alternative type. We're not straight up goth, but some of those girls were into like Wiccan type stuff.
Yeah.
And I found it very interesting and I found it alluring and kind of sexy. Until one stuck a broomstick up my ass.
And that stopped it.
And decided to fly me away. Yeah. Do you have any friends that were into Wiccan that were like witchcraft and they decided?
I don't. I used to do the Ouija board though with my friends.
I don't think that's witchcraft. Yeah. I think that's Milton Bradley.
The best is yet to come.
Yeah. You know, Ouija board. We all know that's a bunch of bullshit.
Well, but it did tell me. It predicted who I would marry.
But did it really? Said, or did the person
J-E-F-F.
Did it say J-E-F-F? Come on. Was Jeff the one that was doing the Ouija board with you?
Jeff and I did the Ouija board. Jeff,
who am I going to marry? And Jeff is like, Jeff is like literally taking your hand.
We did it on our honeymoon.
You did a Ouija board on your honeymoon?
No.
Was that before or after the cock ring, the O'Hare Magic Rabbit 3000?
Yes. Took us to another level.
Oh, God, it did. Okay. All right. Next. Chrissy's up next.
I'm up next.
I like this game. I'm into it. I just want to make sure. I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I want to make sure. Okay. Go.
This one's really funny. Okay, so the weirdest smell you've ever smelled. Which just makes me laugh in general because it's that old thing of like, this smells bad, smell it.
And you're like,
oh. People are like, people I are so interested. I got my doctor to do that one time.
I know, you were telling
cream.
Me. You did that to me like our last episode. You were like, here, smell this. And I was like.
It was like this cream. I couldn't tell if it had gone bad or not. And I ask her to smell it, and she smelled it. And then she goes, wait, why did I just smell that?
What are we doing?
So the weirdest.
The weirdest. So not the baddest, not like, but the weirdest.
Not the worst, but the weirdest. I would have to say maybe like wasabi.
I would say a widespread panic concert.
Kind of tickles the nose.
Wasabi is good. Wasabi is an interesting one. Mm-hmm. So Astrid and I lived in Switzerland for a period of time while she finished her master's degree. And we went to Zurich. And when we were in Zurich, it's the middle of the winter, so it's very cold. But they have, everyone has a patio and they have these heaters out on the patio, right?
Yeah.
But we were walking past this one patio and I was almost sick, like instantaneously hit with this smell. And I was almost sick. It was a fondue place. And the smell of the cheese cooking, whatever kind of cheese that it was, Jarlsberg or whatever the fuck they were cooking.
Yeah.
It was so pungent to me. My nose is sensitive. Fun fact about Brian. Mm-hmm. I can be in my bedroom and one of my dogs still will poop on a pad, you know, because she's not fully house trained, even though she's 12 years old. She's a little shithead. But I can be in one end of the house and I can smell her shit from the other end of the house. My nose is extraordinarily sensitive. Mm-hmm. So when this hit me, it made me sick in a way that I've never been sickened by a smell before. Oh. It was incredibly potent.
Jeez.
So then we walk by that. And then Astrid says, I really would like fondue. That sounds good. And I said, yeah, but can we just not do that place? Because it's got, so a couple doors down, because it's Switzerland and there's, you know, fondue place on every corner. We went to another fondue place. We opened the door. We opened the second door to get in. And the smell was even more, it was a different smell that was even more incredibly pungent. Literally, Hoadley, I was like instantaneously wanted to throw up.
Well, that sounds like the worst smell.
It's the worst, but it was weird that it made me that sick that quick. Okay. Oh, we're way past this one. Okay, here we go. All right, reset. Is my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, I'm resetting.
Brian's dipping.
Putting my fat hot dog, my fat pork sausage hands.
To the bowl.
Okay, I've got one. Oh, well, this is interesting. Partner whale. It says partner whale.
Partner whale.
Hmm.
Well, so there's...
Partner whale? What do you think about... What do you think about this one?
So there's an interesting story about whales that I just read about.
Please do tell.
They just have a partner. They partner up. Look at it.
And that, my friends, is why you listen to the commercial break every week.
Partner whale, and let's think about what this means. Let's dissect it.
A partner whale is a whale of a partner, right? It's a whale of a partner.
Whale of a partner.
Have you seen my 600 pound life?
No.
Okay. No. You're like, no, don't even go there.
In fact, a weird smell just came along. Yeah.
That 600 pound life is a crazy television show. Mm-hmm. I feel for those people. I really do. A partner whale is obviously a whale that has a partner.
I mean, I'm just thinking it's like the partner.
But don't a lot of the whales partner up? But don't a lot of them partner up, right?
I think so.
Like the blue whales do?
It would be nice if they did.
I think the blue whales do. I think the other names of the whales do. The ones I don't know. The humpbacks.
Orca.
Yes. The mid-Atlantic.
Beluga.
Sea orkin, which is a beautiful type of whale that I just made up.
I felt like a partnership with the beluga whale when I went to the Georgia Aquarium.
I did too. He was screaming, get me out of here. It's a tiny little place.
It's too small.
Turn the water down. It's so warm. I know. I feel bad for those beluga whales. I love them.
They're adorable. They came right up to the glass to me. Yeah. I was connecting with them.
I believe it. I was partnering. Like, I believe it.
I was partnering.
You were partnering with the whale?
Yes, I was partnering.
There is a woman in Sweden, I think is what it is. And she is a scientist, a researcher. Oh, no, she's in Russia, actually. And she has been going into the Arctic waters to study this rare kind of whale naked. So she jumps in naked, and then she gets close to them, and they like rub their bodies up against her. Aww. I bet that whale's like, I'm going to fuck this girl. Hey, did you see that chick in the water? I used my O'Hare 3000 vibrating whale dick. That's what a whale partner is.
Got it.
I think a whale partner is someone who treats you nicely. It's a whale who treats you kindly, returns your phone calls, and respects your body. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
We're talking about changing bodies.
We're talking to you about your changing bodies. Okay, here we go. Chrissy's up next.
Okay.
Whale partner. That was the interesting one.
Okay, here we go. Let's see.
I'm ready for you. The paper
what
snaps.
What is a true friend?
Oh, you had to get serious on us. Well, I can say with all seriousness.
Yes.
My good friend Chrissy Hoatley here is a true friend.
Yes.
A true friend is someone
follows you who the depths
of podcast hell. A true friend is someone who shows up every Saturday to record your stupid podcast, even when it's losing fucking money. A true friend lets you borrow $5,000 when you go to jail. A true friend remains a true friend. No matter what.
I have to say this.
Mm-hmm. Chrissy and I have been through a lot together as human beings, individually and together.
Yes.
And through it all, Chrissy's love for me, I think, I'm interpreting that the right way, love for me, trust in me, respect for me, and our fondness
you're
for
just
each other.
There. You're there for each
wavered.
Other.
Never wavered.
Yeah,
that's
you're
right.
just there for each yeah. other.
Now, don't get me wrong. We've had our disagreements.
Have we?
Yeah, I think I dated a couple girls that you were like, well, I remember one time on the phone, you were like, the fuck are you doing?
Well, that was for your own good.
Well, now I couldn't see Astrid. It at the time. Yeah. Now I'm with Astrid and all things are better.
You were into the witches.
Well, yeah, I was into the witches. But I think a true friend is someone who may not necessarily.
You can always call.
Yeah, you can always call.
You could
call.
Also not talk to them for months.
Or years.
Or years.
Yeah.
Well. I want to just keep up at least once a year.
Well, I'm hoping some people will call me back. It's been a couple of years. I hope you call me back.
I want to keep up a couple times a year at least. But, you know, yeah, definitely somebody you can always count on to be there and just.
It's easy to be friends with somebody when things are good.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you handle it when things are difficult? And if a friend does not leave you when things are difficult, but they stay next to you and they say, it's okay. They may not be able to pick you up off the ground, but they say, I'm here for you, right? I'm right here for you,
mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. In your darkest hour, that is a true friend. The people who are around you in your darkest hour, in many darkest hours, are your true friends. The people who don't pick up the phone because they can't be bothered with your bullshit are fair weather friends. And I say this always, and I'll say it forever and ever, because at my age, I've learned a few things that have stuck with me. And that is there are people that you meet that will be in your life for a minute There are people in your life that will be in there for a while, and there are people in your life that will be there forever.
Reason, season, lifetime.
Ah, reason, season, lifetime. Mm-hmm. I like that. And a true friend is someone that will be there forever. And I'm lucky to have a few of them.
Me too.
And Chrissy is one of them.
Yes. Brian, I agree. Love you.
I love you. Wow, thanks for making it serious. I know. Like I got a tear in my eye. Okay, Gustavo. 2 minutes is up, though. Now we end Gustavo. How many we got? Okay, we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You've got 7 there? You must have 7.
Yep, I've got 7.
We've got 6 more to go. Let's go. Aliens.
Aliens.
And I'm not talking about the movie, or maybe I am. I don't know. It says aliens with an S, so we have to talk about multiple aliens.
Aliens. It's such a fun topic.
It's such a fun topic. It really is.
I want to believe they're out there. I think they are. How could there not be? I just don't know how they're coming and communicating with us or not, or if they're just like a tiny little amoeba and that could be considered an alien on another planet. But I feel like there's got to be some kind of other life forms, which I'm thinking that we're considering aliens. Like, I don't think that it's like the guys with the...
Big heads and almond eyes. It seems like such bullshit.
Yeah.
But I think that's an interpretation for something we don't understand. The mind abhors a vacuum, so we pour a bunch of stuff into that vacuum. That's on display in real life in the year 2021, especially here in the United States. The mind abhors a vacuum. But aliens, there must be aliens. Why? Because we are stardust, essentially. We came from something out there in the universe. We didn't just all of a sudden like wake up on planet Earth.
Yeah.
We came from somewhere else. We were planted here by meteorites, according to most scientists. And I tend to believe science. It's just my thing. And then we crawled out of the fucking, you know, sea and started walking. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right about this. I think one of the most interesting things that Carl Sagan ever said was, if there are aliens, they are most certainly not what we're looking for.
Yeah, they're not what we think of.
You know, you go down to the bottom of the ocean, like this guy, this Russian guy, he's got this new, you know, submarine that he's going down, like, you know, 5, 10, 12 miles down into the ocean. 12 miles into the ocean. Imagine that. 12 it's miles deep.
A long ways.
When you're going down, it's a long ways. Mm-hmm. And they're finding
those
life
seem
down
like
there.
Aliens?
Yeah, those certainly are aliens. Like, I mean, they're alien to us. We don't know what they are. But if an alien was here, would we even know it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think they're going to be showing up to have butt sex with you in the middle of the night in your farm in Idaho. Right. Like, I just don't imagine that's how it's going to go down. Excuse me.
I don't think that we would even know, especially if they're flying. Intelligent enough to make a spacecraft fly from another galaxy and get here, they're going to probably go undetected.
I got to tell you something. I mean, their anal print technology is probably on point.
It is.
Excuse me. Hello, my name is Simba the alien. Two things. Number one, can I take a picture of your anus for our records? And number two, may I fuck it?
I do love alien conspiracy theories, though. I think that's just funny.
Yeah.
I think it's just funny.
I think it's funny, too. I think all conspiracy theories are funny.
Because the thing that was out in the desert, remember the thing that just appeared out in the desert?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a little while back, like an orb or a something that was, you know.
A thing.
It just all...
Yeah, it all...
It was basically an artist that went out there and put it out there. Yeah,
it was a guy.
But everybody was like, it's aliens.
Yeah, I mean, I go and I look at for alien videos. The only convincing evidence that I've seen of aliens are those Air Force guys that were flying the plane.
That's true.
And they came out with that video. And those things are moving at 180 million miles an hour.
Those could be aliens.
Those could be aliens, right? Mm-hmm. Those could be aliens. But most of these alien videos that I watch online, they've got like 16 views. It's like a guy with a drone. And a two potatoes painted green attached to it, and it's like
how they made the first Star Wars.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like clay models.
Clay models, little tin cans. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're four minutes in, but that was a fun one. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
All right. It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah, I just did aliens.
Okay.
I like the difference between you and I. I have all of my papers just spread out in front of me, and you're all neatly organized over there.
Okay. Here we go. Oh. Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh my God,
he's a good one.
So Sacha Baron Cohen is a preeminent artist of artist of our times. He is a he's a pop culture icon.
I think thought provoker.
Thought pro no provocateur. Provocateur. How do you say it?
Provocateur.
Provocateur. Provocateur. Provocateur. Provocateur. Hi, I'm Brian from the Provocateur Corporation. Do you have trouble keeping your beer cold? Try the new Provacour 3000. Plug it into the wall for 6 to 12 hours, and you'll have lukewarm beer forever.
Nice.
Provacour. The Provacour O'Hare Jackrabbit Vibrating Concrete.
With which attachment? It's
brought to you. Yeah.
Optional witch with attachment.
Optional witch and extender attachment comes to you from Provacours.
Provocateur. That's what Sacha Baron.
That's what
Cohen.
Sacha Baron Cohen is. Yes. There's nothing else we have to say. If he had only done Borat, he would go down in history.
Yes,
history will look upon him fondly as the one of the best satirists. Satirist of satirist. He's like a lyricist.
Provocateur satirist.
Provocateur 5000. It's a cream that makes your balls shrink. Provacour 3000 is making your life better with all of our range of extended products like the O'Hare Rabbit Jack Rabbit 3000. We have our nudinosterists.
Nudarists.
Nudarian. Our on-staff nudatarians are making sure that nudatarians are making sure that Provacour 3000 is safe for all people, including your children and dogs.
You'll find a whale of a partner as soon as you're done with this.
Look at Fido go. He loves the Jackrabbit Cockring 3000 with extender. Remember, we here at Provacour, if you a 100-day money back guarantee. Provacour, making your cock more hard.
Okay, back to Sasha. Back to Sasha and Cohen.
Making your cock more hard. Yeah, listen, there's nothing else we can say about Sacha Baron Cohen. I mean, it's like, I don't even want to talk too much because I feel like I'm just going to talk myself. That's it. He is one of the greatest comedians of our time. He is a satirist.
He's able to gain access, too, to just his producers.
He skewers the American way of life and our idiosyncrasies in ways that are clear, that are unvarnished, that are truthful, and it's just hard to miss the point when you watch him. Yeah. He's so good at making the point, right? And he does it with characters that, quite frankly, are ball-bustingly funny. If there was a movie,
there are movies. There are a couple of them.
If there are movies, if there are any number two movies that I like better than number one movies, it's like Godfather 2 and Borat 2.
Yeah.
I like it better than the first one.
Oh, my God.
I think it's funnier,
Me
actually.
Too.
So.
Me too.
Sasha. Hats off.
Yes.
I sent you an email if you're willing to come on the show.
Please come on.
That's a true story, by the way. I sent him an email. Yeah, I think he's in hiding, actually, right
Probably.
Now. Probably a good idea, mm-hmm. Sasha. Stay wherever you're at for a couple more months. Yeah, or maybe years.
Go to the underground gummy bear tree land. Here
and there and there and everywhere. We are the gummy bears. Provocateur, making your cock more hard. Okay, we're 4 minutes in and my turn.
Okay.
My turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Okay, we got two more left. I mean, after this, we got two more left. Each got one after this.
Okay.
If you could be an animal, which one would it be?
Jaguar.
Right
off the bat. I love cats, first of all.
Oh, you do love cats.
Yeah, I got to be part of the cat family.
A bit of a cat yourself.
And I'm going Jaguar. Sleek. Moving through the night.
I feel like I'd take a different route. I feel like I'd be the flu or something like that. So that way I could get in people's bodies.
I would
bodies
also be a bird so I could fly.
Yeah, I think a bird would be cool.
Yeah.
I think a dolphin would be cool.
A dolphin. That's duh.
A dolphin?
Duh.
An elephant I think would be cool. The flu, a virus would be cool, I think. Mm. Well, you just jump into people's bodies and I think that would be cool to see how it is to be in your body for a day or two. Like the flu thinks. I mean, like it has a brain and it's thinking about things. But
yeah.
I feel like a dolphin is probably mine.
A beluga whale.
A whale partner.
Whale partner. Yeah.
Well, I could be a dolphin and you can be my whale partner.
Yes. Oh, we go through the waters.
You can go through the waters.
Swimming.
Yeah. Maybe those underground tunnels with the gummy bears could be water filled.
I like those. Yay. That sounds like so much fun.
And everywhere.
So excited you invited me.
Well, I just feel like if I'm going to have a secret society, it can't be too secret.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if there's, let's go back to the very first one. If there's a secret society, yeah, it can't be too secret, because if it's too secret, then what fun is it? It's like, you're doing no good.
Exactly.
You got to let a few people in, mm-hmm, on the plan, yeah, or you're just essentially, it's just you in your room. Right. And I think there's a lot of people. I think there's a lot of,
there's a lot of secret societies, men, if you count, yeah, them that way.
There's a lot of white, angry men in their 30s.
That are
that have their society, own secret societies currently. Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay. Yeah. All right. We're ready?
Yeah. My
Let's
turn.
Let's go. Yes. Your turn. Wait. Did
you just did?
No, I, you just,
yeah, I just did.
Yeah. You just,
no,
did.
No, I just,
oh, no, I just did. Okay. Go. You're right. I'm sorry. I lost track.
I'm the one drinking wine.
Yeah, I know. But this tea gets to me. Go straight to my head.
Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Oh, wet socks.
They're fucking the worst. Hate them. Worse than the wet worst. Socks are wet jeans, but wet socks are right behind that.
Yeah, wet socks. They're smelly. They're, oh, wet.
Fucking gross.
They're the worst.
They're the worst. The worst of the worst. And when you get your
wet
socks wet,
socks,
it's just going to be a, it's going to be the bad next couple of hours if you can't, it really, change your socks.
If you're,
yeah,
hiking.
Yeah. It's like,
and you get wet socks. Oof.
It's the,
and you can't, I take off your shoes.
You know, honestly, I think about these guys, like I would never do this. This is not me, because I am ultimately extraordinarily scared of heights. Like, I have a fear of heights.
So does Jeff.
I know. It's just, it's an yeah, it's an irrational fear of heights, unless it's unrequited heights, heights where I could potentially fall from somewhere. If I'm like, in a building, I can,
yeah,
stand in a tall building. I just,
Jeff's like, the same way, and I didn't know this about him, but I forced him to go to Six Flags with me, and he,
oh, I don't,
did,
mind Six Flags.
He went.
Oh, he doesn't, he like,
read,
roller coasters?
Well, he read, I mean, those ones that are like up high, oh, yeah, really, yeah, yeah, high. Yeah.
Those don't, sweet, bother me so much, because I know that I'm lapped in, right? I know that,
okay,
I have.
Okay, yeah, you're safe.
I'm okay. What I don't like is like, yeah, going to the edge of a tall building,
yes,
like if you're on a roof or something, standing, mm-hmm, there, it kind of makes,
oh,
me,
that's Jeff's saying, yeah, yeah,
or,
yeah,
even it gives, mm-hmm, me, I instantaneously get vertigo, mm-hmm, but one of my favorite things in the world to do is to watch people climbing tall things that clearly they can fall, like those idiots on YouTube who climb up the cranes at the top of the buildings in the,
oh,
world, and
I,
they,
seen,
you never seen that, mm-hmm, oh, you have to watch these, or people who climb Mount Everest, right? And I have watched probably every documentary there is on people,
good,
climbing Mount Everest. And the first thing that I always think about is, how fucking cold do your feet have to be? Like, all the snow,
oh,
and just,
yeah,
like,
people get frostbite, yeah, and all of,
they,
that.
They lose fingers and shit, mm-hmm, like that, just so they can plant a flag at the top of the, and then they have to walk past all those dead bodies.
Yeah, it's not,
I don't know how we
thing,
got on this, because it was wet socks. Oh, yeah. Okay, stop. 2 minutes. All right, okay, ready? Here we go. Yeah. Okay, we're in the final lap here.
That's it. You're the last one?
I'm the last one? Am, yeah, I? How many do you have? Count yours. Real quick.
Mine are easy to count. Look, yours are all, yeah, strewn all over the place.
I'm down on the floor.
Two, three, four, five, six, eight, nine.
Okay, we got one more round. I was wrong. Okay, best Wi-Fi name you have ever seen.
Oh,
this is easy.
I know.
FBI?
No, mine. Somebody at my apartment complex one time had one that said virus.
Oh, is it? That's pretty good.
I know. I was like, oh, that's a good one.
Mine, I saw one at a couple places ago, a couple homes ago. Somebody had one down on Glenwood. Uh-huh. It said FBI Atlanta internet, you know,
right,
whatever, security systems or whatever. And I was like, that guy's a fucking wise ass, but I'm not even going to try and get,
yeah,
on
exactly,
this just in case. That's, a, you know, and I think most people would think like me. They would, right, be, hey, I'm not even, yeah, going to try that. So, yeah, that's,
or
the best
way.
Were
you trying to tap into another,
no,
network?
I mean, if I see, oh, it's got a little lock on it, what am I? I'm a fucking, who am I? I'm the John Travolta in that movie where he's like, you know, the code cracker. What
John
is that?
John Travolta.
Yeah, remember Halle Berry was naked topless in the movie and he was like some fancy internet sleuth. Do you remember that movie? It was a good one. It was a good one.
No, Halle Berry naked, I think.
Yeah,
is where
Halle Berry naked. The only thing I can remember about that movie is John Travolta, yeah, like fake pressing keys and instantaneously getting people's passwords, and then Halle Berry with her tits out. That's okay. Those are the only two things I remember about the, mm-hmm, movie. So I consider that a good movie, because most movies I don't remember anything. Okay. All right. Ready? You go.
Me?
We got,
okay,
you got one, and then I got one, and then we're done.
Okay, let's see here.
And we're way past 40 minutes. I'm just letting you know that. But
favorite episode from season one.
Favorite episode from season one. Ah, this is a good one.
There's so many.
Okay,
definitely not
one.
Our first couple.
No.
We really get the kinks out.
By the way,
out.
We're putting those on Patreon. We're taking them off the World Wide Web and putting them on Patreon.
Good, yeah, call.
You're going to have to pay me if you want to listen to that bullshit.
Good call. Probably the one where we literally couldn't stop laughing, and that was the one that where you were playing the, okay, the piano.
Yeah, I forgot what it's in the it's on the best of. I think it's episode number
like six.
Six or nine. Or six. One of the two.
Six or
okay.
Nine.
I remember that one. So I'll recap the story.
I mean, we were laughing so hard I was crying.
There have been a few where we've really laughed very hard. I know Christmas COVID Castle.
The girl, that one.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I remember Emotional Support Peacock.
D.D. Cantor.
I have to say that my favorite one so far is probably the COVID Christmas Castle.
I mean, that one is really, that's at the top.
Yeah, because I just...
I just listened to it earlier today, too, and it's so funny.
You can go listen to the two best of shows, and you can kind of hear what we think is the best of, and both of those shows are in there.
The crazy thing is that after we did that episode, that I started seeing news reports coming through on my phone about how these Santas had COVID.
They were catching COVID, and they were spreading it around to children.
Jeez.
He's got it's got two cornbread pans for knees. Come on down to COVID Christmas Castle. Do you hate Santa Claus? We do too.
We had 12. Now we've 12. Got
11
one.
Are dead. But this new Santa's great. He's got no eyeballs.
Well, it spiraled off.
He's got a harmonica for a mouth.
I said, is he wearing a mask?
I said, of course he's not. That'd be kind of weird.
Santa's got no mouth.
Santa's got no mouth. He's got cauliflower ears. He's got no pupils.
Oh my God, just go back and listen. But yeah, that one is funny. And the one where you played the piano.
No, the one where I played the piano. Yeah.
For your
go look
in-laws.
Back for it. I can't remember. Maybe we'll put it in the Gustavo, please put it in the show notes. Yeah. But that episode was pretty funny too, where I tell the story about how my father-in-law pressed me to play piano after I'd been telling everybody I was an expert musician. And all I could think to play was Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue, which is not
in
hard
to
play.
In the Swiss Alps during Alps
in the middle of New Year's Eve. Okay, last one. Here we go.
Okay, woo.
All right, hour and 4 minutes in. But that's okay. You know, sometimes we go, and we're landing on the most perfect one. Because we started and we wanted to talk to you about your bodies. And now we want to talk to you about your bodies again. Because we want to talk to you about vaginoplasty.
Oh.
Vaginoplasty. We want to talk to you about this. This is the, for any of you that don't know, this is a cosmetic surgery. I guess sometimes it's necessary, but like any cosmetic surgery, but it's mostly a cosmetic surgery where women get their vaginas, mainly their
tightened up,
meaning I think it's mainly has to do with like the labia, like the inner labia and the outer labia. They want to make it have less of the.
Well, if you've had children, things get a little stretched out.
That's correct. The labius minora and the labius majora.
I haven't had children, so I don't need it. But
well, hey, let me try that out one time and let me be the judge
but
of that.
From what I've heard, people, you know, enjoy it.
Yeah.
Big deal.
I have seen, I shouldn't get into this. I'm not going to get into this. I'm not going to tell the story.
Yeah, we should probably just end on that.
I will say this. I have seen pictures of the before and after.
Oh.
And, they really do the trick.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Sew it up.
Hey, Doc,
just sew it up.
You can put a couple staples in there and make it prettier. Sure, why not? All right, 20 for 40. I think it went well.
Ooh,
we are going to continue this on our Friday episode on Patreon.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's
I like
fun.
It too.
That's fun.
So Chrissy and I are going to take a short break, and then we're going to go and we're going to do the Friday show, which is the Patreon show, patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. You can become a supporter of ours, and you don't just get a new episode, an additional episode every week. You get other stuff, but you got to go to Patreon and check it out because I don't have time to explain it here. TCBpodcast.com is always the place you can go to watch us on YouTube, hear all of the episodes, drop us a line. You know, everything's there. That's like home base right there at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Please follow us. We also have all of our links.
We have some really funny stuff on Instagram.
We
too,
do, actually. Yeah, it's good. We've gotten like quite a bit of content.
I do a takeover on Thursdays.
And I do one on Sundays and or Mondays. Just depends on.
Yeah. So on those days, we have to get super creative, and I think I'm getting the hang of it.
Yeah, but there's some super funny stuff there, and we thank the people who have jumped on and joined. We said we wanted to get like 25 more, 50 more followers, and no one responded that first week, but then all of a sudden people just started popping on, so we do appreciate it.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, very much. So tcbpodcast.com, Patreon.com/thecommercialbreak for that second episode. We appreciate all of our supporters out there. We appreciate you coming back to listen to The Commercial Break.
Happy New Year.
Season 2. Happy New Year. It's the last time we're going to say it. Well, we got 3 more weeks, but it's the last time we're going to say it to you because now you heard it.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
The Commercial Break Friday episodes can now be found on Patreon at patreon.com/thecommercialbreak. New episodes are available on YouTube every Tuesday. Visit www.tcbpodcast.com for more information on all of our content. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram or leave us a message at 470-584-8449. The Commercial Break is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley. The Commercial Break. Tune it in and ride it out.